Jill in Virginia listens to The Money Pit on WSVA, and you've got a question about flooring. How can we help?
Yes, there was a leak in my bathroom, and I pulled up the old linoleum. And in doing so, I found that part of the floor was hardwood. Part of it was particle board. Now, there's a place where the particle board has just kind of chipped apart. And some of the old tile adhesive is still on the floor. I need to know, how do I get rid of the old tile adhesive, and what's best to patch that area of particle board that's all flaked away?
What are you looking to put on top of this?
Probably the peel-and-stick tiles like you get at the Lowe's.
Oh, Home the peel-and-stick?
That type of place, yeah.
This is for a bathroom?
Yes.
You know, a peel-and-stick tile is probably not the best solution for this. It's not going to stay.
Okay.
Yeah, I would recommend you think about either using sheet vinyl or laminate floor.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use laminate floor, you can basically, you're going to need to scrape out as much of that glue
adhesive
as you can. But you don't have to be pretty about it. I mean, as long as the floor is somewhat flat. And in terms of the area that's deteriorated, you can fill that with a floor patch compound just to get it relatively flat. But the laminate floor, when it locks together, is pretty thick and pretty sturdy, so it can actually go over a slightly uneven area. And there's even an underlayment that you can put under that laminate floor that will take some of the deflection. And that will give you a really good-looking floor and a really strong floor.
Well, another option also is new from Armstrong is their luxury resilient vinyl flooring. And it comes in like a slate. It comes in a mini tile. It comes in, it looks like wood. And it's really inexpensive. It's like $2.50 per square foot. That's uninstalled. But you can get something that looks really fantastic, is super inexpensive, and would be great for a bathroom. And that already has an underlayment on the backside, so you don't really have to worry about that either.
Is that put down with a mastic, Leslie?
Mm-hmm, it is. It's put down with a mastic. It has to be done by a professional just because it's a sheet product and it can be unwieldy, but it really is a great-looking product.
So there's a couple of options for you there. Okay, Jill?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at The Money Pit.